We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Paul Charchian, Hall of Famer. How you doing, man?
I don't get a gold jacket, but it's still awfully nice to be recognized, and yeah, it's pretty neat.
That is an awesome honor.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
that's nice. It's for somebody like me, it's a dinosaur and was in the print business in the 90s. It's nice to be recognized for the longevity, and it's just exciting to have seen the fantasy industry grow so much. You know, in the 90s when I started, there was nobody playing, and you know, people thought it was Dungeons and Dragons and stuff. So, you know, it's just great to see how much the industry's grown and to have been a part of it this long.
It is. I saw Roxy. I gotten wind of it, and then I saw Roxy put it out there, and I went to the link and started reading about it a little bit, and I'm thinking, man, that's nice. Nice honor. Like you said, it's good to be recognized for something that you do. We just get in here and plug away every day, and we just do it because we enjoy it, and then all of a sudden somebody says, oh, you're pretty good at it. And it's kind of cool when you get a pat on the back like that. So kudos.
That? We get to do something we love, and every now and again, people aren't mad at us on Twitter. They actually appreciate what we do. Who knows?
Yep.
Yeah.
We got some questions for Paul Charchian in the fantasy world, so if you got fantasy football questions, please bring it. Give us an either-or, preferably. Yeah.
Yes, and I've got fantasy questions for you.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm going to fast forward to, let's say, Thanksgiving. Who are the starting receivers for the Packers?
If healthy, it'll be Randall Cobb, Devontae Adams, and Geronimo Allison.
So you don't think that there's any kind of a shift coming here? You don't think that maybe Cobb is just going to miss so much time that he's going to lose the spot? Or Allison will have ceded a spot?
I think Allison will certainly garner a lot more attention. Now, if injuries happen, then, you know, they really like Marquez Valdes-Scantling. And I've been telling you about Equanimeous St. Brown. And I think that those guys are being groomed to really kind of take over. Don't forget, this is the last year of Randall Cobb. So that order is going to fluctuate going into next season. They paid Devontae Adams. They've got some of these young guys on good contracts. So these guys are going to be go-to guys for quite some time. I really thought the connection between Rodgers and Jimmy Graham would be more prolific, but with Jimmy Graham and the ailing knee, he hasn't been able to do as much. So they've really relied on some of the guys that are just bigger, stronger, faster to get downfield and get into the end zone. And Ty Montgomery's also become an outlet out of the backfield. So I think they're going to spread the ball around, but it's still, as long as they're healthy, it's still going to be Cobb, Adams, and Geronimo Allison until further notice.
I just wonder, you're touching on it, but you're not willing to go as far as I am on this. I just wonder if at some point, knowing that Cobb, I think Cobb's got a 20% chance of being a Packer next year. If that's the case, I wonder if at some point they just don't give reps to the other guys in the slot and start grooming them and getting them ready to, you know, have a more experience. So 2019, they can hit the ground running with you know, a new slot receiver in particular.
The only reason I think they would do that is if the season goes horribly, horribly south and they really want to start working in the young guys. Because otherwise you're conceding something that Aaron Rodgers lost Jordy Nelson. He loves the familiarity with Randall Cobb because Cobb's been kind of the comeback guy. When Aaron gets outside of the pocket, he's been that familiar guy. I don't think they want to just take that away from Aaron Rodgers.
Can you tell me with 100% certainty that Randall Cobb, even healthy, is better than Valdes-Scantling?
No.
Right now?
No.
I can't either. That's what I'm struggling with.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think there's a scenario here where Valdes-Scantling belongs on fantasy rosters because one way or another, he ends up getting ongoing usage throughout much of the rest of the season. That's really where I was headed with this. That's
no, I get it. Yeah, no, I get it. I can't see them eliminating Randall Cobb as a weapon. Now, they may put in different packages and run him in and out of there. I don't think they reduce his snaps by a lot, we'll say. Maybe by a little, but not by a lot.
How many times does Aaron Rodgers have to publicly bang his fist on the table to get Aaron Jones more work before Aaron Jones gets more work?
They don't trust him in blitz pickup. When it comes to if they're going to have to go into an all-pass game, they don't trust him. They keep saying they do, but actions speak louder than words. They won't put him in there.
I agree. Yep. It's too bad.
Yep. We got some questions. CJ says, fantasy football question for the charge. Austin Hooper or George Kittle in a PPR league?
Like him both this week quite a bit, actually. Hooper leads the Falcons in red zone targets. A lot of people don't even know who he is. He's the Falcons tight end. Keep in mind, Sanu's hurt and Ridley's hurt. So Hooper's going to get extra looks in this game, and it's a medium, middle-of-the-road matchup for him against the Giants. He's my number six tight end. I've got George Kittle up at number three, though. He's just a huge part of that offense. He posted a career-high 100 yards against the Rams last year when they played. But I'll note the Rams haven't given up a tight end touchdown yet, so it's not a cakewalk for Kittle either, but I got him a couple of spots higher.
I got a question from Willie, listening to us in Chippewa Falls. Willie, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Is this the week that Dalvin Cook gets used, or is Latavius Murray a better shot?
Yeah, great question. Dalvin Cook's practicing in full. Now, what I loved about Dalvin last week, they held him out, and I thought that was the right play. Cook has said, I don't want to be on the field until I'm 100% on his hamstring injury. Because look at what happens every time they rush people back on these soft tissue injuries. They just re-injure. So it really looks like he's trending toward being on the field for this game and at 100%. And I love that part of what's coming for Cook. And pretty favorable matchup. Over the past three, he's four running backs have gained over 80 yards against New York, including Marlon Mack last week, who ran for 7 yards per carry. So I think Cook gets the majority of the work in a pretty favorable matchup. So you're going to be starting him this week.
I need two out of three in a PPR. What is it, Kiki Cutie? Cutie?
Yes.
Yes.
Cutie.
Keelan Cole, yes. And then Marquise Goodwin.
I think you got to keep playing Goodwin. If you saw the Monday nighter, it just exemplifies what he does. He's so fast, and he only needs one play to get past the defense. And C.J. Beathard, you know, not half bad. I mean, they're going up against the Rams, and the Rams secondary, ever since Aqib Talib got knocked out, everybody's passing all over the Rams. The game flow will almost certainly be oriented towards the passing game here. So we're going to go with Marquise Goodwin, who I think quietly, by the way, on the waiver wire in a lot of leagues, he got dropped when he got hurt, and then they lost Jimmy Garoppolo, and people gave up hope on him. Now he's back to being a viable player again. We'll give him the start here.
Jeff, listening to us in Milwaukee. Jeff, how you doing today, man? What's up?
I'm good. How are you doing, fellas?
Good. What's up?
I have a flex question. Christian Kirk, Marquise Goodwin, or George Kittle?
Well, I just told you how much I like Marquise Goodwin, and I'm sticking with him here, but I don't have a problem if you want to go George Kittle either. I think Kittle gets more receptions. I like the chance for a touchdown. Better with Goodwin. And again, if you don't mind the risk that comes with Goodwin, who doesn't catch a ton of balls, but can turn any of them into a long catch, he's our guy.
This one's from Jason on Twitter. Says, Breeze or Winston?
Well, you know, Breeze is on bye.
Well, that makes it easy then, doesn't it?
But that makes it really easy.
No, wait a minute. No, he's not on bye this week. No, he's not. They are.
Where am I thinking? That was last week. I'm sorry. I apologize. I should know better. Drew Brees has got Baltimore, of course. He's my number 13 quarterback this week. It's a. And by the way, Baltimore, the only team he's never beat, as a side note right now. It's his toughest matchup of the year, probably. The Ravens had one bad game against Andy Dalton. Outside of that, they're giving up 204 passing yards and 0.4 passing touchdowns per game. That's it. Last week, Marcus Mariota, as many of your listeners know, against Baltimore, had more sacks than completions, than completed passes. So this is a tough matchup for Drew Brees, my number 13 quarterback. Winston's got Cleveland. It's an easier matchup, but still I'm struggling to believe in Winston, and I need a little bit more proof here. Loves his tight ends, and this is a good opportunity as a Cleveland defense that has struggled against tight ends. I'm taking, point short, it's a lot of talking. I'm taking Drew Brees. I got him two spots higher than Jameis Winston, even in a tough matchup, because he's Drew Brees.
There you go. Mitch Trubisky or Matthew Stafford? Stafford's got the Dolphins. Trubisky has Patriots coming to town.
Yeah, how about that? Trubisky back-to-back solid efforts for Trubisky. I'm a little bit worried about him versus Bill Belichick, which isn't always the greatest matchup. Over the last two games, though, 670 yards and nine touchdowns, Bill. Only one pick.
Right.
And he's completed 72% of his passes, which I love because he was so inaccurate before. Still, he's my number 17 passer this week, and Stafford's way up at number nine as he goes up against Miami. Miami's got one good cornerback, Xavien Howard. After that, it's a disaster. And here comes Detroit with three receivers to really expose the depth of at cornerback. Golden Tate is sitting on a gigantic game against cornerback Torrey McTyer.
Back to the phone calls and fantasy football questions for Paul Charchi and Clifford listening to us in St. Francis. Clifford, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Good, Philip. How you doing?
Good.
I need help at running back. I just traded Jordan Howard away, so I have three and two. I have Matthew Breida, Rondale Smallwood, or Patrick Lindsay.
You want to start Philip Lindsay tonight. This is a great opportunity against Arizona, probably the worst run defense in the NFL. Get this, Phil. Cardinals giving up 196 yards per game to opposing running backs. 196 and almost two touchdowns a game. Philip Lindsay, people don't realize, casual fans don't realize how good he is and how big a role he plays in that Denver offense. He's their number one running back. Bryce Freeman's the number two. They're both absolutely startable this week. But look at what Latavius Murray did to the Cardinals last week. Ran for the single biggest rushing performance the Vikings have had since Adrian Peterson was here. So potentially a big game coming for Philip Lindsay, my number seven running back this week.
Let's get back to it. Scott listening to us in Madison on the Zone. Scott, you got a question for Paul Charchian.
I do. Hi, Charch. Philip Rivers or Matt Trubisky?
That was Rivers or Trubisky, I believe, is what I heard, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's it. Scott, you want Philip Rivers, my number four quarterback this week. I know on paper the Titans look like an improved secondary, but they've only faced one quarterback that's anywhere near Philip Rivers, and that was Carson Wentz. And he threw for 350 yards and scored twice. So I like Philip Rivers a lot here. This is always a pass-first offense and a great opportunity for him. My number four quarterback, Philip Rivers.
There you have it. Appreciate it. Let's get to Jim listening to us in Menominee Falls. Jim, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
All right. I need one of these running backs, Coleman, Lindsay, or Cook.
It's Lindsay again for all the same reasons that we just talked about a minute ago, but I'll mention Dalvin Cook does have a decent matchup, and I think he's going to get almost all the use here. Vikings offensive line remains just brutally bad at run blocking, unfortunately, and starting left tackle Riley Reiff not expected to play in this game.
There you have it. Appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. Let's get back to it. Let's see. What do we got here? Flex option, Hyde, Breida, or Howard?
You know, previous caller mentioned he traded Jordan Howard. I'm surprised he got anything for Jordan Howard. No use in that offense at all. It's Tariq Cohen when they are running. And by the way, he's been a far better runner. He's gained 5 yards or more on over 40% of his carries. Tariq Cohen's been the better guy. At this point, it's hard to start Jordan Howard at all. It's not an unfavorable matchup with New England, but he just doesn't get enough use, unfortunately. Matt Breida has come up a couple of times. He was in this one, too, correct? I'm not dreaming.
Yep, you're right.
My number 16 running back. He's looked, even last week, when he came into the game doubtful on Monday night, came in and looked fantastic. And the two running backs that got 15 rushing attempts against the Rams both had big games. Chris Carson had 127 yards. Melvin Gordon, 84 yards and a touchdown. Breida's going to get at least 15 rushing attempts here. He's my number 16 running back this week.
Any sleepers? Anything that's sitting out there that you want to kind of touch on?
Absolutely. You can go pick up Baker Mayfield off the waiver wire right now and put him up against Tampa Bay. This is a secondary that ranks dead last in passing yards allowed. Dead last passing touchdowns allowed. Still, every opposing quarterback against Tampa has thrown for more than 334 yards. That's the basement, 334. This is a defense so feeble, I'd give a starting grade to an opposing warm sack of medical waste. Anybody is startable against Tampa Bay, including Baker Mayfield, and I like tight end David Njoku a lot as well. So we'll get those guys rolling. And maybe let me give you one more as well. Henry Drake. Kenyon Drake goes up against Detroit, giving him 6 yards per carry. Drake was going to be the GOAT of their game, what would have been their loss last week when he fumbled on the goal line, but they came right back and gave him the ball again in overtime. I think they're going to do that again here against Detroit, where both Gore and Drake will get fed, and a lot of people are nervous on Drake, but I'm not, and we've already seen two-headed monsters have a lot of success against a really bad Lions run defense.
Let's get to another one real quick. Nathan, you got a question for Paul Charchi and Shoot.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson or Eli Manning?
Boy, tough to start Eli Manning at this point, right? But Deshaun Watson's no better, and he's at Jacksonville. So, you know, I can't start Watson. He had an absolute dud game last week, a brutal matchup this week. And for Eli, this is his sort of last best chance because Atlanta's just so bad. The Falcons have allowed 343 yards per game since the opener when all of their defensive injuries started to kick in. They still, though, for the rest of the season, they're going to be without both their starting safeties. They've allowed 3 or 4 touchdown passes in every game since the opener. If not now, when? For Eli Manning, it's a perfect opportunity, so we'll go with him here.
There you have it. Charge, always good. Congratulations again on the honor, my friend.
Thank you very much, Bill.
We'll absolutely awesome. There Bye-bye. You have it. That's Paul Charchi.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.